Nazis haben heute einen Freund verhaftet und eingesperrt.
Warum?
Er ist verhaftet, weil er Jude ist.
Aber warum?
Du überlegst, Marianne, warum hasst uns Adolf Hitler? Wir sind auch Juden.
Today, the Nazis arrested and imprisoned a friend. Why? He was arrested because he is Jewish. But why? Think about it. Why does Hitler hate us? We are Jews too.
Flug 1934.
Escape in 1934. France denounced, murdered on July 8th, 1944 in Villa La Grande.
Opfergruppen Tempelhof Schöneberg. 1920 wurde Schöneberg zu einem Bezirk Groß-Berlins.
Victim groups, Schöneberg. In 1920, Schöneberg became a district of Greater Berlin. When the Nazis came to power, about 16,000 Jews lived here, making up 7% of the total population. Most of them were middle-class families. Their lives changed abruptly. The Nazis began to gradually exclude Jews from public and social life. Most Jewish residents of Schöneberg were forced to emigrate. Around 6,000 of them were deported to the east. In the district of Tempelhof, around 2,000 Jewish citizens lived before 1933, about 2% of the total population. About 200 of them were deported. At Schöneberg Town Hall, the exhibition installation We Were Neighbors commemorates former Jewish residents of the district who were expelled from their homeland or murdered during the Nazi era.
Auf dem Steinstedt, hier wohnte Marianne Kohn, Jahrgang 1922.
1922 ist Deutschland eine Demokratie. Deine Geschichte, liebe Marianne, beginnt in Deutschland. Du bist 1922 in Mannheim geboren. Im Alter von 5 Jahren kommst du mit deinen Eltern und deiner jüngeren Schwester Lisa nach Berlin. Du wohnst ganz nah an deiner Schule. Deine Schule ist jetzt unsere Schule. Heute heißt sie die Jona-Eck-Schule.
On the stone it says, Marianne Kohn lived here, 1922. At that time, Germany was still a democracy. Your story, dear Marianne, begins in Germany, 1922. You were born in Mannheim in 1922. At the age of 5, you moved with your parents, your younger sister Lisa, to Berlin. You live very close to your school. Your school is now our school.
Marianne Kohn war auch Schülerin unserer Schule. 4 Jahre lang wir sind Schülerin an der Schule, die früher anders hieß. Marianne Kohn hat in den gleichen Räumen.
Marianne Kohn was a student of at our Johanna Eck School for 4 years. The school had a different name back then. We studied in the same classrooms where she once learned. We read the memorial plaque about Johanna Eck in our school.
Wir haben die Gedenktafel für Johanna Eck.
The school bears the same Johanna Eck because she saved 4 people.
Johanna Eck 4 Menschen gerettet hat.
The building is large and looks old. It has a front garden and is located on a busy street, but it is surrounded by trees. It has a large entrance with the sign Johanna Eck School.
Deine Kindheit ist schön. Du bist ein ganz normales Mädchen aus Tempelhof.
Marianne Kohn hat kurze braune, wellige Haare, eine kleine Nase, braune Augen.
Sie hat eine runde Brille und ein ovales Gesicht. Marianne Kohn hat ein weißes Hemd an. Das Foto ist schwarz-weiß. Marianne, Your childhood was beautiful. You were an ordinary girl from Tempelhof. Mariana Korn had short, brown, wavy hair, a small nose, and brown eyes. She wore brown glasses and an oval face. She wore a white blouse. The photograph is black and white.
Auf dem Bild sehe ich ein Haus.
Das Haus ist rot.
In the picture, I see a house. The house is red and yellow. The lower part is red and the upper part is yellow. The door is black and the windows are white. Above the door is the number 9.
Das Haus befindet sich im Tempelhof.
Das Haus hat 3 Etagen und 12 Fenster.
The house is located in Tempelhof. It has 3 floors and 12 windows. The rose lies on the Stolperstein Memorial Stone.
Die Rose liegt über einem Stolperstein. Am 3. September 1939, Frankreich erklärt Deutschland.
On September 3rd, France declared war on Germany. It was the French campaign. France fought against Germany. Your poor parents fled Germany because they were Jewish. And now in France, they are in prison because they are German.
Wir haben einige Orte auf der Europakarte gesucht, wo Marianne Korn in ihrem kurzen Leben von 1922 bis 1944 gelebt hat.
We looked at the map of Europe and saw the countries in which Marianne Korn lived during her short life from 1922 to 1944.
Neue Sprache, neues Land, neue Wohnung. Neue Kultur, neue Schule, neue Freunde, neue Land.
New language, new country, new apartments, new friends, new culture, new school, and new neighbors. You received a new name. Of course, you also received an identity card with your photograph and a false name. Your name is now Marie Colline. You were supposedly born in France and are Catholic. During the last 4 months, you guided 12 groups. You saved more than 200 children. The last children's transport takes place on May 31st, 1944. You approach a group of 28 children. The youngest child is 4 years old, and the oldest is 19. You are now 21 years old. There is a network that secretly brings Jewish children into Switzerland. Switzerland is a neutral country. There, the children are saved from the Nazi.
Auf dem Bild sehe ich eine Stadt. Die Stadt heißt Ville-la-Grande. Sie liegt in Frankreich. Im Zentrum der Stadt gibt es eine Kirche. Neben der Kirche steckt ein Brunnen gegenüber.
In the picture, I see a town called Ville-la-Grande in France. This is what it looks like today. In the center of the town, there is a church. And next to the church stands a fountain. Opposite the fountain, there is a green house, a red house, and a pink house. There are many street lamps standing around the fountain. There are many clouds. The weather is gloomy. It is autumn, and the leaves on the tree are colorful. In the resistance, you are discovered. Stop! Shouts an armed German soldier. Where are you going? In June 1940, Nazi Germany wins the war. Your parents remain in prison because they are Jewish. You join the scouts, where you learn to sing, play, and hike.
Hörst du nicht die Glocken? Hörst du nicht die Glocken? Ding, dang, dong. Ding, dang, dong. Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous. Sonne les matines, ding, dang, dong. Ding, dang, dong.
Arme Marianne, dich haben die Nazis 2 Tage verhört und gefoltert. Dein Mut war groß. Man will dir bei der Flucht helfen, aber du willst bei den Kindern bleiben.
Am 8. Juli bist du nicht mehr im Gefängnis. Im August 1944, wenige Tage nach der Befreiung Frankreichs, wird in einem Wald ein Massengrab entdeckt. Dein Schuh wird gefunden. Alle 28 Kinder werden gerettet.
Marianne, dein Opfer war nicht umsonst.
Das war die Geschichte von Marianne Kohn.
Poor Marianne. The Nazis interrogated and tortured you. Your courage was great. People wanted to help you escape, but you wanted to stay with the children. On July 8th, you are no longer in prison. On August 1944, shortly after the liberation of France, a man's grave is discovered in a forest. Your shoes are found. All 28 children are saved. Your sacrifice was not in vain. That was the story of Marianne Kohn.
Jeder Mensch darf glauben, was er möchte. Das nennt man Religionsfreiheit. Jeder Mensch darf denken, was er möchte, zum Beispiel über die Welt und über Religion. Menschen dürfen selbst entscheiden, was für sie richtig und gut ist. Das nennt man Gewissensfreiheit.
Every person may think whatever they want. For example, about the world and about religion. People may decide what is important and good for them. This is called freedom of conscience. Every person may do things for their religion, and no one may be disturbed while doing so. If there is a war in Germany, no one has to use a weapon if they do not want to. Another law says even more about this. This is the Constitution. It was created in 1949. It is a response to the experiences of the National Socialist dictatorship. After the injustice of persecution and suffering, the Constitution guarantees fundamental rights and protects democracy. In short, the Constitution established so that freedom, human dignity and democracy would be permanently protected, and so that there would never again be a dictatorship.
YCBS.
Das internationale Jugendradio.